This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 18th of July 2021. This week we look back into amateur radio history, back about 70 years around 1950-51. We have news of local club activities and events coming up, including more developments in the local leg of the Fox Mike Hotel Portable Ops Challenge and a special visitor to Perth Tech, and there's also a Silent Key tribute. News West is compiled and published by WA Amateur Radio News and is heard on air, online and on demand. Visit our website vk6.net to find out more about News West, Perth Tech and more. I regret to inform you of the passing of Ron, VK6, Romeo Golf, at Royal Perth Hospital on Monday the 5th of July this year, after a short illness. And thanks to Brian, VK6, Whiskey Golf for this story. Ron was Brian's uncle, being brother to Wally, VK6, Whiskey Golf Silent Key, who was Brian's father. And this story is written in the first person, because it was written by Brian. Ron was born in Albany and was one of 11 siblings that included 4 sisters and 6 brothers, and was the last surviving of his siblings. Ron's wife died in 2005. Ron spent 18 months to 2 years in Melbourne, then moved to Perth until his passing. He worked as a colour matcher or painter, and for many years at Dymet, which made pipe coating paints and materials, and therefore had a good knowledge of industrial paints and materials. Ron was first licensed as VK6 Romeo Romeo, but I don't know when that was, and through Wally, his brother, VK6 WG Silent Key, and Percy, VK6 Delta Delta Silent Key, he became active again, but I can't recall which year that was, and obtained his current call sign of VK6 RG. Ron used to attend the ROTC lunches at the Bayswater Hotel until a few years ago. Ron lived in the house that he built until his passing. As he said to me not long back, it was the newest house in the street when he moved in there, and now it's the oldest. A private cremation has already taken place as per Ron's wishes, as he didn't want a lot of fuss made, and I have his stepson's permission to inform you of his passing. So 7-3, Ron, VK6RG, Silent Key, from Brian, VK6, Whiskey Golf, Ron's youngest nephew, and from the rest of us here in Western Australia.
From AR Magazine, July 1951. 6 days a week, but not on wash days. During the last few months, VK5KL's rotary clothesline, on which has been mounted a 50 megacycle four-element beam, has become quite famous. He moved into a new house and had the gear installed in the spare room and was all set to go except for an antenna. At first, a halo loaned from VK5QR was used, but hearing others working DX, he decided to do something about it. Although only a few feet high, amazing results have been obtained working VK2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 and ZL with only 6 watts input to the small transmitter, an 1852 and QQCO4/15 combination harmonic oscillator and PA. So, what happens on wash days? The 300 ohm line, where it feeds the T-match, is taped into the poly and dural rod. The bolts are unscrewed and the feed line folded out of the way until the washing is dry, then reconnected. Yes, the neighbours are amazed to see the beam whizzing around above the clothes. The drilling of a hole, brazing of a nut to the bottom section of piping, and the use of a winged nut to lock the rotating section will suffice for some months until a shack and tower are erected.
From the West Australian, Friday the 31st of August, 1951, this article was headed, radio contest for amateurs. As part of the Jubilee celebrations, the Wireless Institute of Australia, in collaboration with the Arts Subcommittee for the celebrations, will conduct during October an international competition for radio amateurs to be known as the Jubilee VK-ZL-DX Competition for 1951. The State Director of Jubilee Celebrations, Mr. R.H. Miller, said yesterday that the contest would be in two sections. The telegraphy competition would take place during the week ending October 13 and 14, and the telephony competition during the week ended October 20 and 21. Printed log sheets, together with the rules for the competition, would be posted to every licensed amateur in Australia and New Zealand. Further information could be obtained from the Wireless Institute of Australia, Box 1734, GPO, Sydney.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the VK6 linked repeater network, and online, this is News West from VK6 ARN.
Hi, it's David from the Peel Amateur Radio Group with news about our upcoming field day on Saturday, 24th of July 21, from 1400 to 1600 hours local time. Park members will be activating various parks and peaks in the Greater Peel region, contacting other radio operators in different parks and peaks, as well as those who may be sitting in their radio shack or even portable and mobile operators. Some members may be reached using CW. There is plenty of information on the Parks and Peaks website at www.parksandpeaks.org. That is www.parks and the letter N for November and peaks, all one word, .org. Look for the alerts from club members on the apps for Apple and Android devices or the Parks and Peaks website. The alerts will give contact details to help find our members and lease the spots on the day. The Peel Amateur Radio Group would like to invite other radio amateurs to join in the fun with us on our field day. On Saturday, 24th of July 21, between 1400 and 1600 hours local time. We look forward to hearing you on the day. 73s.
For quite some time now, I've invited people who don't agree with something that's been reported in News West to provide a counter-argument or discussion or a different point of view. But it doesn't matter what I call it, because the offer isn't taken up. Never has been. It doesn't bother me if you're not interested and would rather do something else. That's fine by me. But you see, there are people in amateur radio who aren't so benign. And they tell stories about what was said on News West. As far as I know, none of those people are Western Australians. The thing is, there are people who apparently listen to News West, then twist the stories around to mean something else. I've been told that some Wireless Institute of Australia directors were convinced that News West is evil incarnate because we're totally anti-Wireless Institute of Australia. If in fact they had actually listened to News West instead of believing what someone told them that we said, there would be no misunderstanding. I've stated time and again that I am not anti-WIA. What I want is a Wireless Institute of Australia that is functional and working for its members. News West is out there in the public record. It's online for download. It's broadcast many times on Sundays and is available on podcast. If someone tells you that News West has said something derogatory about you, make it your business to make sure. Download it and listen to yourself. Or for Pete's sake, contact me. newswest@vk6.net is the address. Tell me what's bugging you and I'll send you the script. It grieves me to say that there are people in the amateur radio hobby in this country whose intentions are not honourable when it comes to their self-appointed role of protecting the Wireless Institute and of denigrating the other mob, you know, they who must not be named. As I've told you before, an Australian amateur this year had to pay up a large sum of money for defamation. At least one more has received a lawyer's letter for the same thing. Another person was visited by the Australian Federal Police on account of something stupid that they did in an attempt to discredit RASA. The recent shabby attempt, which appeared to have been promoted by the WIA, but it probably wasn't, to upstage the Australian Maritime College with regard to 2x1 call sign, has, I believe, raised more than eyebrows. There are some people in amateur radio with very nasty attitudes and a degree of self-righteousness that defies belief. They are the ones I refer to as the self-appointed Wireless Institute of Australia choir boys. Now, having got that aside, congratulations very much to Scott Williams, VK3KJ, in his role as newly appointed President of the Wireless Institute of Australia. I believe that Scott will provide strong leadership and strategic direction to a board that has in the past spent too much time bleeding over the loss of the deed with the ACMA and blaming everyone else for their failure to retain the deed. For our Wireless Institute of Australia to be effective and relevant, it needs to put the past away and take the lead in issues that are important to amateur radio in Australia, and lastly, to tell the choir boys that they've sung the last verse. And finally, I've written to Scott and congratulated him on his appointment as president, and I've invited him to attend Perth Tech, and Scott has accepted the invitation and said he would be delighted to attend, and he's also offered to make contributions to News West. I'm looking forward to meeting Scott at Perth Tech and to hear him talk about his vision for the Wireless Institute.
This story in the West Australian, Monday the 21st of May, 1951, in a column called The Passing Show, with a heading of Blind Girls Radio Friendships. London, May 20, 1951. A London telephonist who has heard but never seen her friends hopes to emigrate soon to Australia. She is Miss Nina Barrett, 21, the only blind girl in Britain to hold a radio transmitting licence. Her talks with amateur radio transmitters in other countries have given her the desire to travel. Every evening after her guide dog, Sweep, has brought her home from a job as a bank telephonist in London, she settles down to her transmitter and talks to her friends throughout the world. Miss Barrett hopes that when she arrives in Australia, she will find many of her wavelength friends. "I will have to leave Sweep behind," she said. "I shall miss him terribly, but he is 8 years old now, and I don't think he could stand the journey." That's the story. I wonder where she ended up in Australia. Does anyone out there know? And another from the West Australian on Friday, July 20, 1951, an article titled Iron Curtain Pierced. West Australian hams who pierce the Iron Curtain are discussed in this week's issue of The Broadcaster. Universally known as hams, the amateur radio station operators have conversations with others far inside Russia's Iron Curtain and occasionally exchange correspondence with the amateur stations they work.
The editorial, AR Magazine, July 1950, is entitled Magazine. Occasionally, I take the opportunity to report to members the difficulties which arise in the production of your magazine. Since the July 1949 issue, except for the past few months, every member throughout Australia received his or her magazine within a few days of the first of each month. This has been possible only by the prompt arrival of all divisional notes by the 8th of each month. I don't know if the strain has been too much for some correspondents, for over the past few months, notes that have been dribbling in up to 10 days after the 8th, the net result has been a late delivery of the magazine. I have many times stressed the fact that any notes arriving after the deadline will not be considered for publication, and if I had strictly enforced this policy, there would, over the past few months, have been a number of offended correspondents, as well as a large number of members to whom the correspondent is responsible. I'm quite well aware that the person who is held responsible by the general member for the non-appearance of notes or the late delivery of the magazine is the undersigned. Nevertheless, I believe I can take it, and for the future, let it be plainly understood that divisional and zone notes must be in my hands not later than the 8th of each month. The 8th of each month has been agreed upon as a deadline, but there is no reason why notes, if complete, cannot be forwarded by the 1st or the 3rd, as the case may be. The earlier they arrive, the easier the task of producing the magazine becomes. Your magazine committee is an energetic and hard-working committee, and anything which makes their task easier is very much appreciated. To those of you who are always on time with your contributions, I offer my sincere thanks. To those who are perhaps a little slow, please see that your notes are on time. Thomas Hogan, Editor.
Last week we reminded you about the Fox Mike Hotel Portable Ops Challenge, which is on the weekend September 4th and 5th. We introduced the local or regional part of the contest where we've nominated for our regional challenge any station operating in Western Australia. Another function of the contest is that there are 3 4-hour sprints in the overall contest, and each will be scored separately, and then the points from each added together to get the overall winner. All results, both the 3 sprints and overall, will be published. The 4-hour sprints are timed to suit the USA and Europe, beginning at 0800, 1600 and 0100 hours UTC. For the News West local contest, we've chosen the sprint commencing at 0800 UTC, which is 1600 hours or 4 p.m. Western Standard Time. How very convenient for us. Those who still want to take part in all 3 sessions, you insomniacs know who you are, can do so, but to be fair on the normal people, just the 4 p.m. sprint counts for the News West part of the contest. So, just to be clear, you may work the whole contest if you wish. However, the News West local contest applies only to the sprint commencing at 4 p.m. our time. And please remember, big gun stations will find it harder to score for each contact than the bloke out the bush with a dipole and a lower power radio. It's a handicap event. The Portable Operations Challenge contest has been configured in the VK contest logger, so logging has been made easy for you. Take a look at the website, foxmikehotel.com. And that's the words, not the phonetics, foxmikehotel.com, and read about this unusual contest.
The committee and members of the NCOG would like to let you know Hamfest has been planned for Sunday, the 29th of August this year. As usual, it will be at the Cyril Jackson Rec Centre in Ashfield, opening 9 a.m. for buyers, with sellers being admitted from 7:30 a.m. Entry will be $5 for all on the day, and we'll be playing it COVID safe, so please be prepared to register or scan before entering the venue. For up-to-date information on Hamfest, check the NCRG website at ncrg.info. Are you excited yet? Well, what about this? As of Saturday the 3rd of July, ticket sales for the Hamfest raffle are now available online, and tickets will also be available for purchasing on the day. So, what's in the prize pool? First prize is an ICOM IC7300 HFSDR. Second prize is an ICOM IC2730 2m and 70cm radio. And finally, third prize is a Comet GP15 vertical antenna covering 6m, 2 and 70. Some quick important disclosure information. This is a WA-only raffle. WA permit LS216941921. You must be over 18 to enter. Tickets are on sale from the 3rd of July 2021. Ticket cost is $5 per entry, and the raffle will be drawn at the NCRG Hamfest, 29th of August 2021 at 12 noon. Tickets can be purchased on the day until 11 a.m. Cash ticket sales require email details for ticket receipt. See the NCRG website for the link to online sales. You'll find it under the menu item for Hamfest, 29th August 2021. On behalf of the Northern Corridor Radio Group, I'm Glyn, VK6PAW.
This is VK6ARN, and you're listening to News West.
In the biggest comeback since Rip Van Winkle, Echolink has had a series of updates this year. The current version, 2.3.121, was released on the 1st of July. And there's some interesting additions came in this update. Echolink now has support for DMK Engineering USB Radio Interface, URI, as an optional PC-to-radio interface for the SysOp mode. It's got support for a secondary audio input or output device, which you can designate in the SysOp mode. Now has support for a confidence signal for use on a simplex link to verify to a local RF user that the last transmission was received by the link. The developer has increased the range of WAV files that can be used for custom signals, voice IDs, welcome messages, and audio playbacks. They can now be in any integral linear PCM format, mono or stereo, 8, 16, 24, 32-bit, at any sample rate. Echolink now has the ability to save and restore volume control settings in SysOp mode. It means you don't have to reset those every time you reopen Echolink to use in SysOp mode. But there are some great improvements being made this year. And the last item on the list is that this latest release of Echolink has been tested for compatibility with Windows 11.
From the Sydney Morning Herald, Monday, the 30th of July, 1951. Radio Men in Contest. Jubilee Plan. Canberra, Sunday. The Wireless Institute of Australia, in collaboration with the Arts Subcommittee of the Jubilee Celebrations, will conduct an international competition for radio amateurs during October. The competition, to be called the Jubilee VKZL DX Competition 1951, will be similar to the joint Australian-New Zealand DX contest held annually. VKZL are prefixes for Australian and New Zealand amateur radio call signs. The DX is radio language for long distance. The contest will be in two sections, telegraphy during the weekend of October 13 and 14, and telephony during the weekend October 20 and 21. Amateurs all over the world will try to contact Australian and New Zealand stations, and the latter will try to contact stations in as many different countries as possible. The main competition will be preceded by a preliminary contest, the Jubilee Relay, in which every amateur station in Australia will be asked to send a message to each overseas station contacted during September. The text of the message will be, Australia celebrates its Jubilee this year and invites you to join in the Jubilee VKZL contest during October.
Next week, it's new amateurs. We'll bring you some stories and information for those entering the hobby, as well as celebrating those who have recently acquired or upgraded their licenses. What do you know now that you wish you knew when you first started your amateur radio adventure? What would you do to help mentor newbies wanting to enter the hobby? So, we'd love to hear from you. Send your contribution in for the 12 noon Friday deadline or even earlier if you get the chance. The address is newswest@vk6.net. If you need a bit of help getting started, flick us an email and we'll be happy to assist. If you'd like to submit an audio file, it works best as a 256 kilobit MP3. Our production team recommend and use Audacity. It's free and available for Windows, iOS and Linux platforms. Oh yeah, don't forget to send us a text of your transcript. Did you have a go at the Trans-Tasman contest this weekend? An amateur's first contest can be an eye-opening experience. If you're a new amateur or even an old hand, what would you pass on to the new amateurs? Something you wish you'd done differently, maybe, or maybe celebrating successes? Give us a shout and let us know. 73s.
Perth Tech is still on track for a good weekend of learning, information and activity. Earlier in this bulletin, I told you that the new Wireless Institute president, Scott Williams, has accepted my invitation to attend Perth Tech, where you'll be able to hear about his vision for the Wireless Institute and also meet and chat with him socially. The last time we saw a Wireless Institute of Australia president in Perth was in 2013, when we staged the Wireless Institute's annual general meeting in Fremantle. We look like having a full program for the technical presentations on Saturday. However, there's still room for another one or perhaps two. So if you have something you can share, tell us about it. Jump onto the VK6.net website and fill in the little form there and let's talk about it. There'll also be a gathering on Friday night, especially for those camping over in their caravans or campers. Yes, there's van parking available for Friday and Saturday nights, but you don't need to be a camper to rock up on Friday night. Those camping overnight will be charged a small fee per night, which was set by and is passed on to the venue managers. Now for the raffle. We're paying for Perth Tech with the proceeds of the raffle. The $20 we're asking you to pay for Perth Tech covers lunch and other bits. Interestingly, new raffle regulations prevent us from including the cost of food when spending raffle proceeds on an event. That's new to us, but that's the rules. so you get to pay $20. Some people have all the fun. First prize in the raffle is the ICOM 705 with a matching backpack. Second is an MFJ antenna analyzer. And third prize is a Comet GP15 tri-band vertical antenna. Raffle tickets and Perth Tech tickets go on sale online on the 30th of July. Now, we'll be at Hamfest to promote Perth Tech and take bookings. However, out of respect for the NCRG's Hamfest raffle, we won't be selling our raffle tickets at Hamfest. We'll also be having trade tables at Perth Tech in a larger, well-appointed space. The term trade is used loosely. Businesses are encouraged to display and sell their wares, and clubs and special interest groups are also invited to have a table. Trade tables are free. We make regular updates to the Perth Tech pages at vk6.net. So if you want to know something, or if you're like me and have forgotten what was said a few minutes ago, trot on over to vk6.net and read up on it there.
Good morning, fellow amateurs, shortwave listeners, girls and boys. Today I have the following 18th of July 2021 helpline. And today I have for sale a ICOM 7400, 160 metres through 2 metres. For further details, please contact Matt. His email address is mikealphatangocharlieoscarmike335@gmail.com. Again, that's mikealphatangocharlieoscarmike335@gmail.com. And item 2 for sale is a Kenwood Tango Sierra 590 Sierra Golf. Looking for about $1,700 or nearest offer for this radio. Please phone 0419-957-441. Did I say it's 160 metres through to 6 metres? No, I didn't. 100 watts PEP output. And the telephone number again is 0419-957-441. We're still looking for, wanted, a Kenwood Delta Foxtrot Charlie 230 digital frequency controller for a Kenwood 520 or a Kenwood transceiver. If you can help Neil, please contact him. We're still looking for this one for a while now. His email address is kenwood520@hotmail.com. That's Kilo, Echo, November, Whiskey, Oscar, Oscar, Delta, figures 520@hotmail.com. Or you may phone 0439-954-256. 0439-954-256. And I haven't heard from John, VK6 Juliet Foxtrot. He still may have a AWA Voldomist VTVM. Model number is Alpha 56010. That's a VTVM AWA Voldomist. Believed in working condition. Comes with a direct probe, Romeo 58020 included. Ask only $50 for that. Contact John, VK6 Juliet Fox, on his email, which is vk6julietfox@wia.org.au. Again, that's vk6julietfoxtrot@wia.org.au. Or you may phone 0413-986-371. Again, 0413-896-371. That's all the items I have for you for today. And if you'd like anything for next week's broadcast, please contact me. The email address is victorkilo6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. And don't forget to put helpline in the subject matter so I can find it. That email address again, vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. And while I can still talk, 73.
As Jeff reminded you, next week we're talking to new amateurs. However, if you've been around a bit longer, listen in anyway. We're never too old to learn something, or even to contribute something. Thanks to the team this week, Mike, Jeff and Roy. The cutting room floor's a bit messy this week because I gave Andrew some time off, without pay of course. Thanks to the casual contributors and the broadcasters for this week's effort. I'm Bob, VK6POP, and I'm still a News West producer. Take care, everyone, and remember, don't inhale. Before you switch off, how about you get on air and make some noise?